Warren, Luther, Los Angeles, California, August 22, 1908. Elder Luther Warren. Dear brother, I am soon to leave Los Angeles, and before I go, I have words of caution to leave with you. Do not, my brother, allow yourself to be overworked, for when overwearied, you will not always speak carefully. I do not want you to speak words that will hurt any soul. You need to move cautiously. The Spirit of Christ is grieved when you say things that are severe. You are at fault in this. For some time, you have been in danger of making harsh statements. In the home life, the husband is to cherish forbearance and patience, meekness and kindness. The wife is to guard her words, that she may be a blessing to her husband. Be tender-hearted, be pitiful, be courteous. Do not try to compel one another. When before the people, you are sometimes inclined to use very strong language. I have this message for you from the Lord. Be kind in speech, gentle in action. Guard yourself carefully, for you are inclined to be severe and dictatorial and to say rash things. The Lord speaks to you, saying, "Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation." Mark 14, verse 38. Harsh expressions grieve the Lord. Unwise words do harm. I am charged to say to you, be gentle in your speech. Watch well your words. Let no sharpness come into your words or into your gestures. Bring into all you do and say the fragrance of Christlikeness. Let not the natural traits of character mar and spoil your work. You are to help and strengthen the tempted. Let not self appear in rash words. Christ has given his life for the flock and for all for whom you labor. Let no words of yours balance souls in the wrong direction. In the minister of Christ, there must be revealed Christ-likeness of character. Rash, overbearing expressions do not harmonize with the sacred work that Christ has given his ministers to do. When the daily experience is one of looking unto Jesus and learning of him, you will reveal a wholesome, harmonious character. Soften your representations, and let not condemnatory words be spoken. Learn of the great teacher. Words of kindness and sympathy will do good as a medicine, and will heal souls that are in despair. The knowledge of the Word of God brought into the practical life will have a healing, soothing power. Harshness of speech will never bring blessing to yourself or to any other soul. My brother, you are to be a representative of the mildness and patience and goodness of Christ. In your talks before the public, let your representations be after Christ's order. The wisdom that cometh from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and of good fruits. Watch, pray, subdue the harshness which at times breaks out in you. By the grace of Christ dwelling in you, your words may become sanctified. If your brethren do not do just as you think they should do, do not meet them with harshness. The Lord has been grieved at times with your severe expressions. Your will is to be yielded to the Lord's will. You need the help of the Lord Jesus. Let only words that are clean and pure and sanctified come from your lips. For as a minister of the gospel, your spirit and example will be followed by others. Be kind and tender to children at all times. I pray that the Lord may make you pure and without fault before him. My brother, do not be discouraged. There is a great work to be done, and you must act your part in it. Beware of giving a wrong example to others. I pray that the Lord will abundantly bless you, but he cannot sanction any course that is marked by a rough and dictatorial spirit. For by setting such an example, you are educating others in the same wrong course. We are all striving for eternal life, and we must strive lawfully. I hope that these words will not discourage you. The Lord would have you look to Him for light and for your spiritual strength. As you continue in the work of drawing souls to Christ, be careful that you leave not the impression upon minds that you are an extremist. Your mind needs to be molded and fashioned after the divine similitude. Your revival efforts show even those who are not fully in sympathy with you that you are directed by the Holy Spirit, and that you have special aid in helping souls over the dark places and in leading them to victory after victory. You may reach God's ideal if you will resolve that self shall not be woven into your work. I want you to meet Christ's ideal, to know that you are striving in spirit and in works to be Christ-like will give you strength and comfort and courage. It is your privilege to become meek and lowly in heart. Then, angels of God will cooperate with you in your revival efforts. Christ died that His life might be lived in you and in all who make Him their example. In the strength of your Redeemer, you can reveal the character of Christ, and you can work in wisdom and in power to make the crooked places straight. Press close to the side of Christ and praise the Lord.